The Bible is filled with healing, but it is also filled with stories of people walking through wilderness, challenges, and afflictions. God doesn't say everything will be easy, and He doesn't say everything will be exactly as we plan, want, or even pray for. Skywatch TV's own Joe Horn will be with us today to discuss his personal health journey on our inaugural program from his number one best-selling book, Time Bomb, that curated the vision for our professional supplement line, Eden's Essentials, to why this brand new program, Return to Eden, that you've just tuned into, exists. We want to encourage you at home and help you with this programming on your course to better health. I'm your host, Charisse Parton, and this is Return to Eden. Welcome to Return to Eden. I'm Charisse Parton. I'm so excited that you've joined us today, and I can't wait to introduce who's in-house. He is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of Skywatch TV, and author of the international best-selling book, Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hi, Charisse.
Hey.
It's good to see you.
I'm so excited you're here.
What a great day. What a great program. We're so excited. The inaugural episode.
First one ever.
Of Return to Eden.
Yeah. And you're here.
And I'm here. I made it.
I'm blaming you for all
After
this.
The morning I had, and I'm here, you know.
We're excited that you made it through your morning. We joke, you know, in passing that I blame you.
Okay.
It's your fault that this exists because of this. This set the wheels in motion for Return to Eden and our professional supplement line, Eden's Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're close friends. Your wife and my husband,
right.
We're all really close. So, you know, we've been friends for years
right.
before any of this was even a thing. So I know how you've kind of gone through this process, but I wanted to ask you after Time Bomb, you know, what impact did publishing that have on you personally, you know, because I know from the Skywatch side, people were calling and emailing and, well, what do I do? How do I start? What do I
right.
take?
Right.
How did that impact you?
Well, first of all, I have to back up, and I can't assume that the people watching this program for the first time even know what we're talking about when we use the, you know, the title of the book, Time Bomb, and we're talking
right.
about, you know, Eden's Essentials, the supplement line. And so we kind of need to back up a little bit, and I need to start with a little bit of my own personal testimony, assuming that it might
Absolutely.
Be new for some of the viewers that are just checking this
Great
program.
Point. Absolutely.
But the other thing is, I don't want to take credit. I mean, I appreciate the accolades, but when you see this beautiful set and you see this program, it is absolutely God who has intervened and taken what was a disaster that I had created in my health, and
wow.
He has turned it into what is now this set and this program and a whole bunch of us now using the resources God has given us to try to help
Absolutely.
Others who are in the midst of their health struggles.
Right.
Could be emotional, could be digestional, physical,
oh, yeah.
could be nefarious. Maybe somebody watching this program has just received terrible news that they're now burdened by
right.
A labeled affliction like diverticulosis or Crohn's disease or fibromyalgia or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And so now they're on the internet at
oh
home.
My gosh.
Or they've heard their doctor proclaim over them, look, this is what life is going to look like for you.
Yeah, this
Here's
is
how
it.
It's going to advance. Here's the number of years. And then at this point, it might get really bad. And,
right.
You know, here are your options. You might be confronted with surgery or medication or whatever.
Right.
But as evidenced by my life and my journey and God's enormous grace, there were always lots of options for me that did not resemble surgeries that I ended up experiencing that damaged me greatly,
yeah.
often more than the disease or the affliction itself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to sit here and just, you know, it was my genius that brought about this program and the book
right.
and everything else, but no, it was a whole lot of being disobedient to the principles of God in terms of taking care of my temple that did manifest, you know, eating whatever I wanted, sleeping
right.
however I wanted,
right.
doing whatever I wanted, that manifested in, you know, grotesquely 75 pounds heavier than I am now.
Right.
And a myriad of what was labeled autoimmune disease and things that took place over 20 years. So we're going to tell a little bit of the story right now, but the net result is as I begin to experience deliverance from so much of what was afflicting me in my body, my physical challenges, people saw that. And after I put out Time Bomb, which was a part testimony, but also in greater portion, a health book and a how to navigate the grocery store to identify where disease begins and all of the paths away from autoimmune disease and stuff like this that I had never even heard about from all of the traditional Western doctors that I'd seen, whatever. There's this whole community.
Yeah.
There's this whole world, folks, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the herbs that God has given us to reverse disease and to put in remission things that are proclaimed over people that that otherwise seem inescapable, and you're filled with dread and absolute hopelessness because you've had these various things labeled and proclaimed over you. There's a whole world of knowledge and ways to confront these things I had no clue about. And I represented, I think, what most Americans are experiencing now.
No, that's exactly right. That's you know, I brought my copy of Time Bomb, and I've given copies away. You know, this is probably my third copy. But I wanted to show, look at all the tabs that I've done. There's just so many golden nuggets in here. There's not just, you know, it's kind of like your Bible. Okay, I need to go to this one for that. I need to go to this one for that. It impacted me. It impacted and challenged me, you know, during my journey.
But I remember even before you were with Skywatch or on our team or anything, I remember you down at your local church a few years ago with Time Bomb.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, trying to get the community to come together and here, get a free copy of Time Bomb and I'll teach you about liver function.
Yes, or but how to shop, to navigate the grocery aisle.
Absolutely. Like,
that's huge.
You walk into the grocery store and you really honestly have no idea the psychology that goes into marketing.
Oh my word.
And the number of things you take home that you don't need, the number of things that are loaded with known FDA approved.
Oh right,
grass.
Yep.
Labeled generally regarded as safe. Chemical. These are known agents.
Oh, absolutely.
That are known to tear us apart at the genetic DNA level. We are now impacting the next generation.
So scary.
The children that are being born out of all of this procreation, mixed with methylation challenges and genetic deterioration and prion contamination, the stuff we're doing to our bodies.
Yeah.
Kids today now, you see them coming up, they're eating the same garbage, they're eating the same disease.
Oh my
gosh. Their parents have no idea that this is happening.
No.
We're going to get into excitotoxins and what these addictive sugars do to the brain.
Oh, it's...
And everything from popular fruit snacks that go on the lunch to the soda pops that go with the lunch to the
little juicy box
to the completely glyphosate afflicted wheat and oat products and the granola bars and
all the garbage.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
I know. It's hard not to.
It's really hard.
It's so hard.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen, the world around you. I often compare this to the movie The Matrix.
Yeah.
The entire world around us, from over-farming the soil so there are no nutrients in what even look like leafy greens and vegetables today, to the pesticides, the herbicides, the arsenic, the free radicals that end up in our bodies as a result of eating terrible, horrific, nightmarish, mutated
genetically modified,
To the way that we, you know, prepare food and the preservatives and the sugars and
our pan.
And this goes way past
the coating on our pan,
the coating on our cooking dishes,
all
and this goes way past you know, saturated fats.
Oh yeah,
all the basic things that we think we know about food. Okay, you got the four food groups.
Yeah, the pyramid.
And everybody knows if you're healthy, you just simply drive past the fast food place a couple of times a week, and that's mitigating damage.
Yeah.
But it's so much worse than that. The whole world around us, the way that pesticides are in our atmosphere, when it rains and carries them down to neighborhoods that aren't even using pesticides, it ends up in our water.
Well. Yep.
It ends up in our water. It ends up passing through our house filters.
Yep.
City waters. I mean, we're going to do programs on city water. You know, the number of heavy metals that build up in the prostate, build up in the armpits, the breast tissues that come in the form of our city water, chlorine, fluoride. Birth control pills that are being passed
Flushed
that pass through the city filter systems. But I want to back up for just a minute before we run out of time.
Right.
Because you asked me at the onset about my own health challenges, and I'd love for the viewers that are not familiar with my book, Time Bomb.
Oh, for sure.
My follow-up book with Daniel Belt, who you're going to meet here in a couple of weeks, my co-author of the book, Unlocking Eden.
Yeah.
God's blessed me with such a phenomenal response to both of those books. Time Bomb being one of the largest, I think we're in the fifth print now after 2 years.
It's pretty incredible.
It's one of the largest distributed books in the history of our publishing house.
This is where you start. This is the starting block right here.
Everything that went into the book, the holistic doctors that partnered with me to present the information in the book, and it's detailed in such a way that it really is a navigating tool for
and
those that want to know
sleeve.
How to identify sleeve. Where so much disease begins and how to mitigate it. Let me back up a little bit.
Sure.
And I have to write this down because over 20 years, I'm not going to reveal my exact age, but let's say very youthful 40s, okay? You know, starting in my late teens, by 16 years old, I was passing blood in my stool. And it was frightening and alarming. And thankfully, at the time, it was determined to be non-nefarious. So no cellular mutation coming from anywhere at the time that would reveal itself in something life-threatening, but certainly not a healthy indicator for a robust 16-year-old boy, right?
And I'm sure you were probably very active and athletic. And
I was as active as anybody I knew,
yeah.
And certainly looked lean. And,
right.
And but I was eating. You're going to get familiar with this term. We call it the SAD diet.
Yeah,
SAD.
Garbage.
S-A-D, Standard American Diet.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I wanted, basically. If I wanted a soda pop, snatched it. If I wanted a candy bar, I snatched it up.
Right.
If I wanted to binge eat cereal till 1 a.m. because it's Friday night.
Out of a mixing bowl.
my best friend from childhood, Jason Pumphrey, who will probably be watching this program, remembers staying up all hours of the night when we were young eating pretzels and soda pop and using it to stay up so could keep playing video games until 4 in the morning. We'd finally crash. This is, let's say, Saturday night, and then we'd be up at 6 a.m., so you get 2 hours of sleep, smack ourselves in the face, and, now we're using coffee stimulants and things like this to wake up so we could make it to church.
Oh, my grade.
You know, I mean, this was standard issue, 16, 15, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old living. By the time I'm in my early 20s, though, some of that was starting to catch up with me, and I always called myself a man with an iron gut. I always thought of myself as the guy who could eat anything, you know. To collapse this, I have to write this down because for me to try to remember all this is very difficult. So let me just give you a bit of a list here of some of the things that I was diagnosed with over the ensuing 15, 20 years that would follow.
From doctors. Doctors.
From doctors. Yeah,
doctors
this is, yeah, this, yeah, this
you
was,
didn't Google something.
Yeah, no. And a lot of this was kind of like at the very birth of the internet before you even thought to go to Google or to DuckDuckGo and try to get a self-diagnosis. No, this was following my event, passing blood, and the concern around my digestion that was catching up with me. At a very young age, having to use a lot of, fibers and stuff to try to get digestion to see me even close to quasi-regular.
Wow.
These were, as you will learn, these are massive alarm bells that something more nefarious is coming.
Right.
And it's only a matter of time in the world we're describing with all the pesticides, the heavy metals in the air.
It catches up.
No matter who you are, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter what caliber of life or the quality of your life. In this country in particular, because of the way that things get regulated or lack thereof,
there you go.
If you're participating at the normal grocery store experience, eating whatever it is that's presented to you or taking for granted that maybe the salad you're consuming is riddled with things much worse for you than not eating at all, then it's only a matter of time. Today, the world's leading holistic doctors, neurological scientists, the entire natural community, they've identified and been able to scientifically quantify that 80%, if not over, of all Americans are either walking around with now or soon to be revealed some kind of either an autoimmune disease, a cancer, a digestive disorder. And so much of it, for the most part, starts with decisions that we make every single day.
And we do it just like breathing. We don't think about it. We just do it.
We just do it.
We're in that pattern.
So let me give you a list of some of the stuff I experienced over the years so that the viewer understands how personal this is to me.
Yeah.
Being a young man, eating whatever I pleased, having no idea, going to doctors, going through CT scans. By the time I was in my late 20s, I'd been through 3 colonoscopies. Nobody anywhere could tell me anything that would ever actually help change the trajectory of my life, but would only label things as disease and then chalk it up to genetics. This is hereditary. Once you have this in medicine, there's nothing we can do about it. Maybe take fiber, right? Is this making sense? This is what I was told. This is what I believe. Unfortunately for me at the time, and so many of you, that's probably also what you're being told.
Right.
The good news is, despite that prognosis, there is literally scads of things that both explain the affliction, how to get around it, and in lots and lots of cases, how to either mitigate, put into remission, reversal,
yeah,
through nutrition,
absolutely,
the herbs that God has given us. So here is a sampler of some of the stuff I grappled with for over two decades.
Wow.
Diverticulosis, diverticulitis, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, nervous bowel disease, pleurisy, spastic colon, chronic non-bacterial prostatitis, nervous colon, painful bladder syndrome, epididymitis, inflamed prostate, this is a mouthful, eosinophilic esophagitis, which is basically inflammation of the esophageal tissues, GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease, so they just call it GERD because try saying that mouthful,
yeah.
Testosterone and infertility issues, and even genetic challenges such as MTHFR, which means methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is a whole other program, but it again means that as a young man, I did not know that I was also really tempting fate with my diet when it came to maybe some of my own genetic challenges that I was unaware of.
Right.
The way that my body methylates. What does methylate mean?
Yeah.
MTHFR is a genetic variant.
Right.
It just means, in short, it just means that I methylate differently than my neighbor. Here's why that's special. There are certain things having to do with B pathways, which affect neurological, they affect digestion, they affect everything.
So for the viewer, that just means that your body unpacks it differently than somebody else's body unpacks
it. But here's why it's not that special. If you get too focused on the label, MTHFR, and you're like, I am now a person who knows that I have MTHFR, and therefore my entire life now has to look like I have to take methylated B vitamins and stuff, you're missing part of the picture.
Okay.
But again, we don't have time to get into that program.
Right.
The point is, methylation, for all of us, we all methylate. The shortest way I can explain it is the body's process of absorbing, converting, storing, using the minerals, nutrients, and the food that you eat.
Gotcha.
So if I take a vitamin B, it might even be something I'm grotesquely low on. I could even do a blood lab that shows I need it so much.
Right.
So if I swallow a straight up vitamin B, I start getting hives. I get anxious. It does nothing but burden my liver because my body, and we're not going to get into proton atoms, carbon atoms, methyl groups,
right,
protein absorption, because it's just going to blow people's brains,
yeah,
and it's
exactly
not for this program. But the point is, people methylate differently. Pesticides and herbicides stifle everyone's methylation. So if you start out with something that, you know, may not even be relevant to your life, for example, if I had grown up in the Solomon Islands with nothing but freshly traded local fish and sunshine,
there you go.
I would probably have never found out that at some point along the way through a genetic test that I have this thing called MTHFR, which is a genetic SNP that means that I convert, store, use, absorb food differently than someone else who's considered healthy.
Got it.
Make sense?
Yeah, complete.
But if the person who's considered genetically solid or normal spends his life destroying his body through diet, but I'm eating well and I'm in the islands, according to this analogy that we're using, the quality of my life and the length of my life might actually be much better and longer than the guy who is considered genetically normal, who destroys himself with beer and pesticides. Is this making sense?
Eating garbage.
So I tend not to want to get hung up on labels like MTHFR, but look at the solutions to improve methylation, which is really the part of the underlying equation that's stifling my body's ability to heal, recover. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I know that I'm hitting everybody with a lot, but it's just that when you ask me, you know, how did all of this get started? There's no way in one program.
No, there's no way.
We're going to start. But let me thrust. I'm at the bottom. Now, let's just skip over 20 years. I end up in a pretty diabolical situation. My diverticulosis, and this is very common.
Oh, yeah.
When I got diagnosed, the doctor that told me after a colonoscopy that I had diverticulosis, which for those not familiar, it is basically a mutation in the lining of the colon. The struggle to digest creates a situation where the tissue is exhausted repeatedly. When you're digesting food, your colon tends to roll like this. It's supposed to be relaxed.
Right.
It's supposed to be moist. It's supposed to be in a state of absorption. You're supposed to have gelatin and the things from animals and plants that we no longer get in our food. This ends up contributing to issues that we're also going to touch in future episodes, which is what almost 80% of the disease that holistic doctors are now pointing at have found to be the culprit behind, which is a syndrome called leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have heard that term but didn't know, you know, what does that really mean?
When I put Time Bomb out, almost nobody that I talked to at the time had even heard the term leaky gut syndrome.
Right.
Now, 2, 3, 4 years later, people are kind of playing catch up, and even largely in the traditional MD world, there are doctors now who I won't mention by name, but they've got very popular gut formulas now.
Right, exactly.
That have things like super L-glutamine and you know, amino acids for the restoration of the digestive tract.
Yeah.
So there's this trend now that's becoming very popular. Leaky gut, leaky gut.
And you're like, missed that.
And everybody's got this didn't exist even just a few years ago when I was blind and like navigating in the dark. What's up with my health?
Yeah.
So years and years go by. CT scans, surgeries, interventions, every kind of ultrasound, every kind of diagnosis, all kinds of medications that would always make my symptoms much worse.
Oh, gosh.
And again, I'm not going to relitigate the list, but what happened was I ended up on an operating table a few years ago, and I was at the point with a series of battling sepsis for like the third time where these
so
weak spots
scary.
In my colon. So I was explaining diverticulosis. These weak spots in your colon, it's kind of like if you blow up a balloon and it's got great, great, you know, resistant rubber, but then 2 days later, it's got that deflated. It's just kind of weak.
Yeah.
You know, that's what begins to happen to the colon. So you end up with these protrusions. So your colon is, if your colon was a straight line, there's this protrusion. Some of them are the size of a grape. Well, they end up harboring bacteria because the food doesn't pass through. It gets stuck in there, and then it becomes very, it's a breeding ground for bacteria, which then gives rise to this infection, which is a side effect of diverticulosis called diverticulitis. And what the treatment for that in traditional medicine is, and when I say traditional medicine, I don't really mean traditional medicine. Traditional medicine goes back to the time of Christ.
Right.
Much of the Chinese still use a lot of what we do today.
No, exactly.
But in this country, you know, go back 150 years ago, we started introducing pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
We started taking things from nature and then kind of authoring and tinkering with so that we could patent medications that ignore all of the principles of health in lots of cases, but might provide some relief of the symptom.
Right.
So you never really, for the most part...
Symptom chasing.
You symptom chase with medication. For the most part, you never get to the underlying root cause, like something like leaky gut. Well, friends, if you can't digest well, and you end up with a condition which is almost unanimously all Americans now to some degree or another called leaky gut syndrome. Now, in traditional medicine...
Right.
These come with labels, some of the ones I've used.
Sure.
Colitis, irritable bowel syndrome. Friends, if somebody tells you that you have IBS and they blame genetics or they tell you that it's hereditary or they just say,
family.
You know, a lot of Americans deal with this. IBS is just a label. Means that you're, well, it's true in the sense that your bowels are very irritated,
they're
but
angry.
It provides no explanation.
Right. Why did it get that way?
Why is it irritated?
Why is it irritated?
And the reason that you should care is because digestion, your gut health, is where over 80% of your immune system lives.
Oh, and that's
the
critical
immune
right
system
now.
Is huge for battling against the kind of inflammation that's a side effect of things like Crohn's and fibromyalgia and lupus.
Right.
Okay. So what happened was I ended up on an operating table because I was told years ago that with these, you know, reoccurring episodes with diverticulitis, the infection, which is a side effect of the diverticulosis that I had been diagnosed with, that mutation of the colon, that area of duress of the colon, that if it ever burst and I didn't get medical intervention in time, it could go septic.
Which is scary.
Which happened to me in my late 20s.
Very scary.
And I ended up with a major E. coli infection.
Good grief.
I had no idea what was happening in my body. I literally, it was one of those moments where it's like, give me morphine, give me spontaneous healing, or give me death. Like,
that's so
I cannot
scary.
Even describe to you. It is so beyond the flu.
And so young.
It is so,
so
beyond the flu or smashing your hand in the door. So I cannot even explain to you.
The
it
pain.
Was body-wide. I was so weak that my wife had to wheel me in on a wheelchair.
Goodness.
And then they flood my body with antibiotics to kill all the bacteria, which we don't have time for this. But basically, when you take antibiotics, it is not a discriminatory medication.
No.
That cares about what good bacteria or bad
everything.
Bacteria that you may have in your body. And your body needs a certain amount of healthy bacteria, especially in the gut, to break down food for your absorption.
It's just a flamethrower.
It's a flamethrower.
Flame
it nukes
thrower.
It all.
Yeah.
So every time you do antibiotics, you're kind of resetting your gut flora and you're killing off. That's why antibiotics for a lot of people become chronic.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 6 months later, they're back on the same for the same thing.
Right.
So anyway, I can't believe we've done. We're going to have to do this again
under
next
2 week. Minutes. We got to wrap
some
this
of
up.
This is going to have to wait till next week because I really want to explain. As I went through this massive surgery a few years ago, which resulted in a partial colectomy, they cut out half of my colon.
Yeah.
And I remember being told by the surgeon that did it, a very nice man. He had all of the best intentions in the world. A lot of these people are absolutely, they've taken these careers in healthcare because they want to help people.
Right.
So this man was not nefarious.
Sure.
You understand what I'm saying? 100%. This is not his fault.
Right, right.
But, you know, his training conditioned him to explain to me that the colon is essentially a storage sack, for a lack of a better term. It's a place where before you eliminate, it's a convenient storage sack so that you can get around to taking care
of
your...
So it's kind of disposable in their
explanation. Yes, in terms of what it does to your body, though, you don't need it. I was told straight up, you don't need your colon.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
That all of absorption takes place in the small intestine, and so all of the... We don't really know why you have a large intestine other than... It's a convenient storage sack until you can eliminate. And again, we're running out of time.
We're going to be out of time.
But I really want to, next week, I want to focus on the most important part. As I begin to be delivered from these things, it was following some interventional people that God put in my life who thought about the herbs of the land.
Right.
These were believers in Christ that were able to show me God's nutrition, God's medicine. What I found is that it was much bigger than me, Charisse.
Yeah. For sure.
As I went to these clinics to learn more and to learning about digestion, and then I went back to schooling and became a fitness and nutrition specialist. I'm just soaking this up.
Yeah.
What I saw was it wasn't just me. It was people with Crohn's, lupus, fibromyalgia,
the multitude.
Diverticula, people with digestion, people with eczema, people with liver function.
Yep.
Were reversing this stuff.
That's exciting.
Or better put, God was showing them how to reverse it as well.
That's very exciting.
That had to become a book, which now resides in Time Bomb, and I hope we get time next week to get into that.
Joe, we're going to have to continue this. We didn't even get to half of it.
I know.
So he's going to be back next week. And friends, I want you to eat better, feel better, live better. I'm Charisse Parton. We'll learn more together next time on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.